Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. In the late 80s and early 90s, there was a late-night talk show host named Arsenio Hall.
Go for it.
They did a segment called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. There was even a hit song.
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
For that matter, there's a section in the paper called Bet You Didn't Know. I love those things. So much so, I get Uncle John's bathroom readers all the time for presents. I don't know whether that means people think I spend too much time in there or I just like goofy trivia. For instance, did you know that the whole nine yards is a World War II aviation term concerning the length of ammo belts and fighter planes? I did, and it's right off the top of my head. Therein lies the conundrum. I can remember that, but forget to balance my checkbook. How does that happen? How is it I remember Aggie football games every week, but forget to take the garbage out? After all, they both only happen weekly, so what's the hang-up? Why do I know off the top of my head Joe Louis beat Max Schmeling, but forget my dad's birthday? How can someone be a fountain of useless knowledge on the most random junk and not remember to set the thermostat before they leave? Answer me that, because I do it all the time. Again, off the top of my head. 106 miles to Chicago, got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it. It's from the Blues Brothers. I can do that. I can remember that. But for the life of me, I can't tell you anything about my health insurance. Not a clue. I could go on with this to everyone's annoyance. So to that end, this is The End. Oh, wait, that's a great song by the Beatles.
And in the end.
Oh, I guess this is the end.
This is the end.
Oh, no, wait, that's a Doors song. Also very cool. Okay, really, that's it. Yeah, I got nothing for that one. Oh, wait.
This is it.
Still can't balance a checkbook, though. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David likes to give folks options. Now, if you've got extra jewelry that you don't use or have inherited jewelry that you want to know if it's real or not or what you could get for it, stop by anytime. They'll give you a free, no-obligation quote. As a matter of fact, he gets calls from longtime customers about everything under the sun because he kind of deals in everything under the sun. He's got collectibles in there. There's Louis Vuitton, custom-made jewelry, and a whole lot more. It's really easier if you just go in and visit with him. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down for IHOP. Or you can see him online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.